You know that feeling, right? You find something great online, a new genealogy record, maybe a photo someone shared.
Oh, yeah, that initial buzz. It's fantastic.
It is. But then, maybe a few weeks later, you're looking at this digital mess. You know, files everywhere, notes scattered. It feels overwhelming.
It happens so easily. You think digital is efficient, but without a plan, it can actually slow you down. Making sense of it all becomes the real challenge.
Totally. So this deep dive, think of it as your like express lane to getting that digital side of your genealogy under control. We've got maybe 10 minutes or so.
Yep, let's keep it focused.
Okay, so we're aiming for the top 10 tips to organize your digital research. The goal here is a system that saves time, cuts frustration, and actually helps you make those amazing ancestor connections.
And it's all digital today, right? We're not talking paper piles.
Exactly. Just the digital stuff. Mm-hmm. Online records, things you scanned, your software data, research notes, all that.
Because good organization isn't just neatness. It's about creating an environment where finding and, you know, analyzing information is just easier. It leads to better insights.
Absolutely. So our mission basically is to give you actionable strategies, things you can use right away to stop that, where did I put that file, feeling, and, you know, connect better with those family stories across borders.
Mm.
Ready for the top 10?
Let's do it.
Okay, tip number one. Think about minimalist folder structures. Maybe.
Uh-huh. So resisting the urge to make folders inside folders.
Exactly. That can get so complicated. What if you just had one main genealogy folder? Or maybe just a couple.
It forces you to rely on other methods, doesn't it? Less about where it is, more about what it is.
Precisely. Which brings us straight to tip number two. Master your file naming. This is huge.
It really is. In the digital world, that file name is your primary finding tool. It tells you what's inside without even opening it.
Saves so much time. So what needs to go in there? We think the essentials are surname, given name.
Definitely those.
Year, always four digits. Why? Location. And be specific. Like country, state, or region, county, town. Use standard abbreviations.
Yeah, consistent abbreviations are key there, like USAYB Milwaukee or IRL CUR for Cary.
Right. And finally, the record type, like census, birth record, photo, whatever it is.
Could you give a quick example, maybe combining those?
Sure. Let's say Carl Schmidt's naturalization petition from Milwaukee in 1905. It might be. SCHBDT Carl 1905 naturalization petition, USAWI-Nashwanki.pdf.
Or maybe Patrick Doyle and Griffith's valuation around 1852 in County Kerry.
Good one. Maybe. Doyle and Patrick at Cap 1952, Griffith's valuation, air all occur. Kildanair for circa for around is useful too.
Mm-hmm. Very common in genealogy.
And the absolute golden rule here, consistency. Pick a format, your format, and just stick to it religiously.
Absolutely. Otherwise, the system breaks down.
Which leads nicely into tip three, using tags and metadata. Especially if you go minimalist on folders, tags are your best friend.
Yeah, tags are super powerful. They let you find files in multiple ways at once, ways that folders just can't replicate easily. Associative retrieval, I think it's called.
Exactly. You can usually add tags right in your computer's file system, like File Explorer or Finder. Some software lets you tag media, too.
So what kind of tags should people think about using?
Well, again, be consistent. Think about record types, maybe starting with an underscore, like census, vital record, locations, Germany, Pennsylvania, maybe key surnames.
Or even research status, like to do or verified.
Yeah, that's a great one. And the power comes when you search using combined tags, right? Like finding all vital record NE Germany.
Instantly narrows things down. Very efficient.
Okay, moving on. Tip number four, get good at scanning. If you're bringing physical stuff into the digital world, how you scan matters. A flatbed scanner is usually pretty versatile.
Right, and you're balancing quality versus file size here, aren't you?
You are. Key settings, resolution, documents. Maybe 300 to 600 DPI is fine. Photos, go higher. 600 DPI, maybe even more, for really precious ones.
And file format.
Good point. TIFF is often recommended for archival masters because it's lossless, no quality lost, but they're big files.
So maybe JPG for sharing online, smaller size.
Exactly. And PDF for documents, especially multi-page ones.
Yeah.
Also think about color mode, color, grayscale, black and white.
The tip about scanning once at high quality, creating that master, and then making copies or derivatives from that, that's really smart. Saves re-scanning.
Definitely. Scan high, create smaller versions as needed. Oh, and handle photos by the edges. Scan the backs, too, if there's writing.
Crucial. And then immediately.
Name and tag those files.
Yeah.
Right away. Don't let them pile up.
Good workflow habit.
Which leads to tip five. Make scans searchable with OCR. That's optical character recognition.
So this turns the picture of text into actual text you can search.
Precisely. A lot of scanner software has it built in, or PDF editors do. It's amazing for typed documents, letters, old newspaper clippings, certificates.
But maybe not so great for handwriting.
Yeah, handwriting is much tougher for OCR. Accuracy varies a lot. So always, always double check what the OCR produces against the original image. Still, it can be a huge time saver for searching within documents.
Definitely. Imagine searching a long will for a specific name.
Exactly. Okay, tip six. Your genealogy software is more than just a tree builder. It's your central hub.
Right. It's really a database, isn't it? It connects people, dates, places, sources, media.
All those connections. It helps manage relationships. It has tools for proper source citation, which we'll circle back to linking your media files.
Some even have built-in research logs.
They do. But here's a key thing to remember. Most software links to your media files, it doesn't usually suck them inside the program file.
So your external file naming and folder structure are still vital. The software needs to be able to find those linked files.
Exactly. And please, please back up your main genealogy software data file regularly. Which brings us perfectly to tip seven. Backup is your absolute lifeline.
This one isn't really optional, is it?
Not at all. Hardware fails, like all the time.
Yeah.
Accidents happen, ransomware, disasters. Losing years of research would be just awful.
So the 3-2-1 rule is the gold standard here.
It is. Simple concept. Have at least three copies of your important data.
Okay, three copies.
On at least two different types of storage media. So not just on your computer's hard drive. Maybe your computer A and D, an external hard drive.
Right, two different physical things.
And crucially, have at least one copy stored off-site, away from your home or office.
Cloud storage is great for that, right? Automatic backups, accessible anywhere?
Yep, cloud storage works well for the off-site part. Or even just another external drive you keep at a relative's house. And don't forget that genealogy software file in your backup plan.
And maybe test the backups occasionally. Make sure you can actually restore from them.
Excellent point. A backup isn't much good if it doesn't work when you need it. Make it a habit.
Yeah.
Weekly, monthly, whatever works, but do it.
Okay, solid advice. What's tip eight?
Consistent source citation, even in the digital age.
Doesn't good digital organization actually make citing easier?
It really should. If your file name has key details, and the image is right there linked in your software, it's much smoother.
So the process is less painful.
Right. The key is, cite as you find it, don't put it off. Link that digital file, the census image, the birth certificate scan, directly to the source citation in your software right when you enter the information.
Makes sense. Build the citation as you build the research.
Exactly. Okay, tip number nine, reimagine your research log. Go digital if you haven't already.
The research log. Essential for not going around in circles searching the same thing twice.
Totally. Prevents so much wasted effort. And it helps you plan what to look for next. You can use a spreadsheet, great for sorting and filtering.
Or some software has logs built in, like we mentioned.
Or even just a dedicated document file can work. The key is what you track.
Right. Like the date, what your goal was for that search.
The ancestor, the location, and really specifically what source you searched. The database name, the website URL, the archive reference.
And the search terms you used. That's important, too.
Yes. And note what you found, even if it was nothing. A nil result is still a result. Then note your next steps.
And maybe link the log entry to the actual digital file you found or saved.
Ooh, good one. Yes, if possible, link it all together. Makes reviewing your research so much easier later.
Okay, we're at the end. Tip number 10.
Tip 10 is about thinking long-term. Digital preservation.
The challenge of technology changing. File formats becoming obsolete. Floppy disks.
Exactly. Remember those. So choose stable, widely supported file formats now. For images, TIFF or maybe PNG for your archival masters. High-quality JPGs are usually fine for sharing copies.
And for documents.
PDF is pretty standard, but PDFA, the A, is for archival, is specifically designed for long-term preservation. Something to look into.
What about the genealogy software data itself?
Great question. Regularly export your data from your software as a GEDCOM file. GEDCOM is like a universal translator for genealogy data. It's your safety net if your software becomes obsolete or the company disappears.
Good insurance policy, and just keep migrating files to newer storage over time.
Yep. Plan for that. Hard drives don't last forever. Cloud services change. Stay proactive about keeping your digital legacy accessible.
It's really about ensuring all this work lasts for you and maybe for others down the line.
Exactly. So that's our whirlwind tour. 10 tips for taming your digital genealogy. The best system, honestly, is the one you'll actually use consistently.
Even just picking one or two of these to start with can make a big difference. Don't try to do everything overnight.
A point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe think right now. What's the one area of your digital stuff that feels most chaotic? Which tip could bring the most immediate order there? Start with that one.
And there are tons more resources out there if you want to dive deeper into file naming conventions or specific software features.
For sure. So our final thought for you is this. Once you get that digital landscape a bit more organized, a bit less chaotic, what new ancestral stories, what new connections will you suddenly have the clarity and the time to uncover and share?